This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers charged in the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie.
While I will not comment further on the details of the case, I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state's jobless rate was 2.9% in September. Kamala Harris is warning Wisconsin supporters of what she calls the serious consequences if Donald Trump returns to the presidency, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court granted Trump broad criminal immunity.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails, right? He who has vowed if reelected, he will be a dictator on day one.
Harris was in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. Groups are asking the Wisconsin Attorney General to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting around the state. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote.
Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a day of political events across Wisconsin Thursday with a visit to Green Bay.
We know this election is about two very different visions for our country. One that is focused on the past, his, and ours that is focused on the future.
Earlier in the day, Harris was in Milwaukee and La Crosse working to reach voters across a tightly contested swing state. The Manitowoc County District Attorney's Office filed charges against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer for the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, whose disappearance captivated the state and nation. D.A. Jacqueline LaBrie.
Jesse Vang is being charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Katrina Bauer is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer.
LaBrie said a bail and initial hearing will be held Friday. Fire danger is high across northeast Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation for the past month and drying vegetation this fall. The DNR's Amy Penn.
This week we actually have had a couple fires started from mowing operations, so it has to be pretty dry before that can cause a wildfire.
Visit the DNR's website to see the most recent fire danger dashboard. The shops at Oshkosh, also known as the Outlet Mall, just off of I-41, have been purchased by a company that's owned by Woodman's Corporation, a large grocery store chain headquartered in Janesville. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff said the city doesn't know what the plan is for the site, but Woodman's has been looking at the area for about 5 years. There are two Woodman grocery stores in New Wisco, one in Grand Chute and the other in Howard. Packers Heritage has filed a lawsuit against the city of Green Bay to prevent the move of Packer Heritage Plaza. Packers Heritage Plaza features statues of Packers legends and is at the corner of Cherry and Washington in downtown Green Bay. Recently, the city approved plans for an apartment complex to be built on that site, necessitating the move of the statues. The lawsuit seeks to stop that from happening. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like, I look at A.J. Johnson, he struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. I thought there are spurts or moments tonight where you can see where all of them at different points can play. But for all of them, they just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season openers next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what is he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. So he's had a lot of experiences kicking in a lot of different climates, in a lot of different places. And, you know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy is in its 21st season, if you can believe that. How do you keep a show on the air that long? You change cast members, often to keep it fresh. Grey's has announced Sophia Bush will join the cast in a recurring role as a trauma surgeon. The One Tree Hill and Chicago PD actress will make her first appearance this season in episode 6. Bush has also been busy with a One Tree Hill sequel, which is in the works. In yesterday's beats, I mentioned that Al Pacino almost didn't get the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather, and then was in constant fear of being replaced by the studio. More from Al Pacino's memoir, which is about to hit shelves, or iPads, has Pacino sharing that between takes while filming the opening wedding scene, he and co-star Diane Keaton were laughing at how they thought they were ruining their careers by doing the film. They both agreed they were part of the worst movie ever made. Al was eventually in the worst movie ever made, but it wasn't until 2011, and it's called Jack and Jill. Sonny Boy, a memoir, is available October 22nd. Bad news from the world of pop music, as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season, featuring Gene Smart as the host and Jelly Roll, brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. Headed to the theater this weekend? Only a few films open in wide release, but two of them are re-releases. The first one is Back to the Future Part 2, starring Michael J. Fox. Many people think the second installment was better than the original and is much better than the third one. The film is being released in honor of its 35th anniversary. Another re-release hitting the screens this weekend is Hocus Pocus. The 1993 film stars Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Although critics were lukewarm on it initially, it did very well with audiences and has great performances by its cast. If you're up for some scares, check out Smile 2, yet another horror film that is so far anyway critically acclaimed with an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if you're lucky enough to live in a town where a theater is showing Goodrich, you can check out some good old-fashioned comedy drama starring Michael Keaton. The film is not yet reviewed, but could be the perfect recipe if you're tired of being freaked out all month. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.